In today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, entitled Bad Eggs, we learn raising a child can be absolutely exhausting when not properly executed, and that filler episodes of this show can sometimes be downright egregious. My name's Tavia.
And I'm James.
And this is
What the Hell Mouth.
All right, y'all. So like we said, this is What the Hell Mouth. James, Anissa, if she were here, how have you? We haven't done a podcast since in some days.
A week and a hay.
A week and an extra hay. You're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Oh, my God. That's what Anissa would say if she was here.
Woo, guys, we're untethered. We're unchained. See me? See right this? If you guys could see, it's like kind of like I have chains on. But now that Anissa's not here, I'm unchained. Some would say even with Anissa here, we're unchained and we kind of chain her.
She's my old ball and chain, you know what I mean?
Ooh, you guys married.
I wish. I love her a lot.
Will you ever get married?
I wouldn't want to get married with like the level of, I want the only thing I'm paying monthly when I get married to be my rent.
Okay.
So once we've paid off all our debt, sure. But Anissa's like $70,000 in debt. So Whoa. Maybe that's just me being like,
yeah. You want to know? I'm going to blank that number.
That's because she went to college. Like, I mean,
Okay. Yeah. Never mind. If it's college debt, that makes sense. She wasn't on scholarships. She wasn't on Pell Grants.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's when your parents don't make a lot of money and you can get some money from the state.
Heard it here first, folks. James thinks Anissa's parents are broke as fuck.
No, but one of my parent group wasn't. I was on Pell Grants, but luckily my mom wasn't making a lot of money. That's how I was able to get on them. And I only paid like $300 for community college.
When
just
I was
needed
applying
to buy them
for
books.
Colleges, I was not eligible for any scholarships because I did so poorly in high school.
I thought you were going to say I was not eligible for any colleges.
No, I got in.
Whoa, to where?
Lincoln College in Normal, Illinois. I didn't want to go.
I thought you were going to say Calumet County Community College.
Do you mean South Suburban College?
Oh, I don't know what it is. Calumet City, baby.
I don't think Calumet City has its own.
Muskegon does.
Oh, Purdue Cal, I think, but I don't know where that is.
What?
Purdue Calumet.
Yeah. Hey, guys, if you've ever been to that college and you're an alum from there, give us a shout out.
And give us some money, because I know you got a career, because you went to college.
Guess what? Speaking of giving us money, we want to give a big shout out to Steve F. at Hit People Guy on Twitter for once again donating to mlmpod.com/donate. Now we're trying to get an AC unit because it's going to start getting balls hot in here.
Steve, I just want to say personally from the bottom of my heart, I hear your name a lot when it comes to donations, and I really appreciate that. Moving forward, I would like you to send them personally to me. I don't have any money at all.
Please do not do that. We need
Steve,
the AC
no, please
unit.
Please do that. I need a lot of things, James.
Oh, okay. But you're now just screaming at Steve to hand over cash?
Do you want that, Steve? Are you looking for a findom? I could be that. Bitch. I'm just kidding.
Ooh. Oh, man, it's hot in here.
Oh, it's hot as fuck.
And it's comedy hotness.
Hotter than
but
a
again,
goddamn slave ship in here.
Whoa, I don't know about that.
I mean, me neither.
You know, before it used to be chained, and now we're unchained. Remember that bit we did a little bit ago?
Are you tagging onto my slavery joke?
Oh, no, I was not trying to. I was saying
is that what you just did just now?
It's comedy hotness. No,
my ancestors were in chains? Oh, well, that's funny.
I'm going to say,
ha, 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 ha. Tavia's ancestors were beaten on a plantation.
No, they were not.
Just literally, yes, they would have been.
No.
My great-grandfather was a slave.
Really?
No.
Because you want to know what's really fucked up? That is something that can happen. We're not even that
His parents
far.
Probably were.
What?
His parents probably were. Like, his obituary said circa. Like, we didn't know when he was born.
Yeah.
You hear that? Like, my voice just cracks now. Yeah. Like a bitch.
Well, Draken, that slavery's not that far away, and people who always say, man, get over it. It was such a short time ago. Even in the history of America, it happened for a long-ass time. America is only barely, like, 250 years old. More than half of that had slavery. So people saying that, how about you eat some of these? Yeah, I'm flipping you off. And hey,
James, like, just took his whole pussy out.
You could say Kendall Kreese.
Oh, do you prefer that?
I mean, I don't have.
Do you not want me to, like, say that you have a vagina?
I mean, I wish I did. God. Except, you want to know what? I did that filter on Snapchat, and it just made me
There's
look
like. There's a filter
like,
that gives you the opposite genitalia. Oh, how do I find it?
Actually, that might be it. What if they assumed you just had, like, a little penis?
I hope so.
Oh. You don't want a average-sized penis?
I'd love a giant one, but I think Anissa wouldn't have sex with
no,
me.
No, you don't want a giant-sized penis.
But
think
to
about
me,
it.
Giant is like, I want, like, a 9-inch dick.
I think after 8 inches is too big.
Well, some people say that 8 inches is too big. I won't name names because they're not here to defend themselves. But I spent a lot of money on that dick to not be able to use it.
Just use it on yourself.
No, it's too big.
I used to say to Nicole, I would be like, man, I wish my penis were bigger. And she's like, no, I don't want that. And I go, oh, no, not because, like, I feel inadequate about my size. It's to terrify you. And she's like, why? Why would you wish that on me?
Yeah, it's pretty alarming. I'm not going to lie to you.
But as a joke, to just, like, swing it around, and she'd be like, oh, no, that in here? No, thank you.
I would want your penis to be bigger so that you could do that thing in porn where, like, a guy just, like, turns it and starts fucking himself. I think that would be good for you.
Wait, that happens for real?
Yeah, and sometimes they nut in themselves. You think I'm joking. I'm serious.
But how do they...
You turn it at, like, the top, so you bend it down, and then you just kind of put it in, and then you just push and pull and push and pull and push and pull and
yeah,
push
but
and pull.
Doesn't it get erect?
It's already erect.
Yeah, but how are you bending it like
that?
And
they have pretty big dicks.
Yeah, but still, that hurts.
I mean, I guess not. I'm pleasure and pain.
Maybe they're doing some poppers and just going to town.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most people doing porn do poppers.
Oh, hey, guys, we're
not
talking jalapenos.
Don't even try to hide it anymore. Like,
for
now they're
real?
Just like,
that would be fucking insane that if a porn, you know, kind of like a Jackass, they start out saying, like, probably Jackass people were on poppers as well, but they go, hey guys, mine's Mr. Buck, and this is the fuck house. Does a popper, goes, and then just starts fucking.
Or, like, they'll be getting fucked, and they're like, oh yeah, oh, fuck. Oh, I'm like, all right, yeah, just do that.
Oh, like when the camera isn't looking at their face.
No,
it's,
it totally
it's focusing
is.
On,
like they
oh.
just.
It's all being left in.
I did some poppers before I got here.
Do poppers make you cough?
I don't know what poppers do. I've heard they calm you.
They relax you.
Oh, I've never done poppers.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It's VHS head cleaner.
Yeah, I heard you get a head cold. I'm sorry, you get a headache, not a head cold.
Yeah, it would probably be like doing Freon. That's a drug I've done. Mm. Even though it's not a drug, it's AC unit stuff.
Have you ever done Whippets?
No, but it's, I believe, similar.
Mm. I heard they just make you dizzy, and I was like, that's my kind of drug. But then I heard that, like, your brain will just stop.
Oh, no, it does. My brother's drug of choice for a while was Freon, and they would just go around with a big old trash bag and go to AC units, pop off where the coolant is, fill up the trash bag with Freon, and then just inhale it in our backyard. And my brother would inhale it. It makes your voice go lower. So he'd go like, I am the Freon King, and then would just fall flat
oh my
back.
God.
But, you know, they were on grass. But there were many times when he would do it like quickly on our deck, and we had to quickly catch him because he would just fall flat back. Freon sucks. I don't know why anyone would do it. It got to the point where a doctor told my mom if he kept doing it, he'd be dead in 2 months.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's so fast. I thought you were going to say 2 years.
No.
That nigga got 60 days. Shit. I want to say that sounds exactly like what I think goes on in Michigan.
Yeah.
People are just sucking on the back of air conditioners in a backyard. That sounds like Michigan for sure. And then I have a question. Is he okay?
I think he is. I haven't talked to him in 5 years.
Is he like clean though?
Yeah, maybe marijuana. Do you want to know what? I'm not even going to speculate. I have zero idea.
Do your parents talk to him?
I think my mom talks to my sister-in-law.
Oh.
And then, no, but they have to talk to him because they've been planning on going down to where he lives.
Does he still live in Michigan?
No.
Oh.
He lives in Texas.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is he a Republican?
No. No, my brother.
Why does he live in Texas then? Who lives in Texas except for Republicans?
That's where her family's from.
Oh,
so
she's the Republican.
No. Right. At least they, you know, my brother used to, I don't know anymore. He loves like Primus and he can't.
Does
be.
He love Tool?
No, I don't think so.
You can't
so.
Have Tool without Primus. I know that from Vivid.
Oh, for real?
They used to tour together.
Oh.
And people would be like, I need tickets for Tool with Primus because Canadians love Tool and Primus.
Yeah, but maybe they were just touring together. That would be like me saying, oh, you can't have Run the Jewels without Lorde because they did a tour together.
It was a long tour.
Yeah, so? So was they did a world tour together. Run the Jewels and Lorde.
Bad Eggs, Season 2, Episode 12, original air date, January 12th, 1998. The students of Sunnydale High are given eggs for their Raise a Kid assignment that actually only ever happens on TV and not in real life. But since this is the Hellmouth, these are no regular eggs. One might say these eggs are spoiled.
Ooh.
Another might say there's some type of gelatinous demon having hatchlings in the basement of the high school. And when the hatchlings come out, they're like a mixture of slugs and scorpions or something. Anyway, while fighting off her should-be son, Buffy also has to fight two redneck vampires named Lyle and Tector, her shit mom, the difficulties of being a single mother, and her teenaged hormones. Oh my God, if I had to hear her and Angel kiss one more time, I was gonna have to excuse myself to the bathroom mid-episode. Whether it was to throw up or to rub several out, the world will never know.
Please don't ever do that in my bathroom. Unless
throw
you're
up?
Unless
I won't. You told that story about throwing up. I won't throw up.
Unless you're house-sitting if you ever need to masturbate in our bathroom?
I don't masturbate, so.
Oh, yeah, you just watch porn until you reach climax somehow.
Yep.
God, that's so weird. Also time-consuming because you say it takes, like, an hour and a half.
I watched so much porn last night. It took forever. I just couldn't find the right one.
I
found it, and then I fell asleep.
There was, like, two weeks ago, I think I was watching porn for, like, 2 hours just edging.
Back to the eggs. This episode makes Xander, Buffy's partner in crime, safe from the eggs only because he's a lazy ass who boiled his jelly demon son. When the demons named Bazer or something, Bezor.
I think. That's what it was on Eagle Heart, and it was kind of the same concept.
Start to latch onto and possess the population, it's up to Buffy and somehow redneck demon number one to stop the citizens of Sunnydale. When Lyle loses little brother Tector in the fight, he tells Buffy it's all her fault and that this ain't over. When she slays the fat, gelatinous underground mama with what I think was a pickaxe, Lyle decides that it is over. For now.
Do we see him again?
I don't know.
Oh. What? You've seen every ep. Actually, no, you haven't seen every ep.
Yeah, I haven't seen The Dark Age. And I've only seen this episode once.
Uh-oh.
Don't like stuff that be crawling around. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I just wrote that song, too.
Guys, this episode sucked.
It's a filler episode.
It seemed like a completely different show because the lighting was good and when the lighting is good, it makes it seem like a bad show. Like it was shot poorly. And I guess I just can't clock this series. When does it get good?
Damn.
I don't know about this show. Also,
meant to ask you because we're at this is where we were when they ended the last season.
So
we're at episode 12.
I was actually thinking about this while doing some work with my dad that.
Oh, my God. You know your dad? That's
yeah.
So cool.
And other shows that I'm into, like Super Sentai, I'm very heavily invested into it.
Mm-hmm.
But with Buffy, I'm not because I'm not allowed to be invested into it because someone on the podcast does not want me to look forward in time. So I can't watch it at my leisure. I can't watch forward episodes. I guess I might never be able to like this show.
I think that you should go back and watch it after we've done this.
Okay, I'm probably not going to want to do that unless we get to good, like very good episodes.
I will say, literally, this was the, like, it, they had to fill an episode because we're at the back half of the season. So we're on the second set of 11 episodes, and the next 10 episodes are like, I think maybe two of them aren't good.
Okay.
But I don't enjoy the next one. I like the one that comes after it, but it is a two-part episode. So it's supposed to be watched all at once.
No, it doesn't need to be.
It genuinely does. We're going to miss out if we don't watch it all at once.
No, it'll just be a fun time, like, hey,
that won't be fun for me.
We get to watch it next week.
It makes my stomach hurt. And we're also running out of time because I won't be able to do episodes once I've had top surgery.
Oh.
Because I'll have drains in. And what if Frank wants to come suckle my blood?
Wait, you'll have what?
Drains in. They have to drain the excess blood out.
Ugh.
Yeah. Apparently they pull. You feel them pulling inside you.
Why are you telling me this?
I mean, I don't want to suffer alone.
You're telling the listeners.
And you were listening.
Yeah, I have headphones on.
That's true. And I mean, if you didn't, we're in the same... We actually don't phone this in, so you would have heard me regardless.
Yeah. Wait, so how long won't you be able to record?
I'll probably be able to do it that Saturday. I'll just have to be super careful.
No, we'll just wait a week.
I mean, I literally can ask because there are tons of people who are like, I got top surgery and 2 days later I was walking in the park. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But
yeah,
then I don't walk in the park anyway.
We'll just wait a week and we'll be fine.
But we're at the thick of it. We're at the part of the season that I've been waiting for. If we could just watch these two episodes.
Before we get into the thick of things.
Oh, because we've literally been talking for 24 minutes.
I forgot what we were watching, but I started thinking of you making the Xander, like, oh, Xander, and I started laughing to myself. You're not even going to comment on, like, oh, thank you, one, for thinking of me, and two, laughing at.
Thank you for thinking of and laughing at.
Oh, fuck you. I was thinking, hey, maybe we'll see, like, hey, TC and I can do a bonus episode. I don't know about that, guys. TC's not giving me anything. Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about how bad I really want to do that episode as a two-parter.
Oh, my, fuck off.
You're going to miss. It's so important that we do it as a two-part episode.
Yeah, but we can't because you guys have to be somewhere Saturday.
That's not my fault. Anissa has to get her teeth cleaned.
Okay.
I don't take care of my teeth. I'm that dedicated to this podcast.
We know.
I just gotta fall out.
No, you had cavities before we started this podcast, so don't
blame.
Yeah,
but I didn't know that.
Yeah, but don't blame this podcast.
I blame my dedication. One time I'm dedicated to something and my teeth are going to rot out of my they're going to rot. Just fuck it.
TC, the number one person to just bail on a bit.
How early can we come Saturday?
I guess 11?
11 to 12, 12. That doesn't work at all. That doesn't work at all.
Yeah,
literally, we're not even going to be able to record.
Yes, we can. We watch one episode. When does Anissa need to leave?
At 1.
One, yes, that's
11
going to
to
be
12
fine.
12 to 1, that's if we wouldn't be able to run over even a slight. What about Sunday? What are you doing Sunday?
Sunday I am recording all day.
Oh, motherfucker. What
no,
about
yes no what the fuck are you talking about? If we start at 11, the episode is 40 minutes, so
I just really need you to understand how important it is to watch both episodes.
We do not need
it's
to
a two-part
no
episode,
it does
and
not
we're at
matter
the, we're at the part of the
matter
season that is the most
no. It doesn't matter. Okay, let's say we had the time. Yes, I'm fine with that. But because
of
scheduling...
It makes me
want to
put a gun in my mouth. Are you doing anything Monday?
Okay, you want to know what? I'm going to be honest. If that makes you want to put a gun in your mouth, you already want to put a gun
in
your
mouth.
Sorry,
hold on. A lot of things make me want to put a gun in my mouth. This is just added to the list.
No, it does not... We do not need to watch them back to back. It doesn't matter. Why are you
we
so...
We literally do.
Oh my
I've
God.
Literally been watching the show for 10 years. You know what? We're not even talking about the episode. Me and James are just going to argue for an hour about how we need to watch this episode as a two-parter.
No, it doesn't matter. Let's get into
this
some
is
notes.
Like, this would be like if like you were tasting a type of alcohol for the first... Like bourbon or something. And they were like, well, don't do it this way. And you were like, no, fuck it. I'm going to do it this way. I'm the bourbon connoisseur and you're going to just drink it how the fuck ever.
we cannot watch both due to scheduling of...
What about tomorrow? She doesn't work tomorrow. Why can't we just come after work tomorrow?
Because Nicole and I have dinner movie.
Cancel them. Nicole's not going to die.
No.
God
okay.
willing. We love you, Nicole. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
The reason I started dinner
I'm
movie
kidding.
Date because I was a workaholic
was
and Nicole was
James, I'm kidding.
One of the
keep saying I was kidding.
I'm just saying that
hot.
I can't even joke about not doing dinner movie night because
Doovie night?
Yeah, we'll start calling it Doovie night or Divvy night.
Why would you call it that?
I don't know. Divvy.
What movie are you guys watching?
We usually figure it out day of.
Oh.
Unless it's something.
Do you go see one or do you watch it at home?
We normally go watch it here. That was very misleading. But last week we went and saw Detective Pikachu.
Oh, was it good?
Fantastic.
Looks so cute, but I don't know anything about Pokemon.
You don't need to.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to go see it with Anissa. I think we're going to start doing this thing that I'm thinking I'm going to call like dinner movie night. So every Friday, what we'll do is we'll see dinner and movie because I'm kind of a workaholic and I don't want her to feel like neglected. So I just came up with that too.
That was... we've maybe had six fights over the 6 years we've been together.
Me and Anissa had six fights before we started dating. I'm kidding.
One of them was...
We're a lot more functional than we used to be.
Actually, most of them have been because I work too much, but the
Did she ever slap your face?
No. We've never
That's
hit
good.
Each other.
That's good.
The only one that was Nicole's fault, though, is I was working like 14-hour days. Then she... Start saying, hey, James, I don't like it that you're eating, you know, those big tubs of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating like one of those a week.
I mean, what the hell is wrong with you? But go on.
But it was my time to relax and it was inexpensive. I love ice cream. And I was lifting like so many. Shelving for Dr. Pepper and restocking stock, like pulling stuff off trucks. So I was... losing all of the weight, all of the calories. So it wasn't even that. And she was like, but it's unhealthy. And I'm like, but I'm doing cardio every single day. That this isn't going to affect me. And that I said, hey, we've been together for like 2 years. I'm going to put my foot down to eat ice cream. And then all the five other fights were my fault.
Mm. Sometimes I get drunk and try to sleep with other people. So like, that's the stuff we argue about. I haven't in a really long time, and we were broken up one of them, but like we had just broken up that day, and I was like, hey, do you want to have a threesome with this girl? And she was like, no, I don't. And I was like, my bad. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Can you cut that? Wouldn't think that was funny.
She doesn't think anything we say is funny.
None of that was a joke. That was an argument we had. We had to go to counseling after that one.
Uh-oh.
No, cut that out.
I'll just bleep out the thing that you said, and then
what if? Can you do a bleep for that whole part?
Yeah, I'll do a lot of bleeps. I'll just bleep everything you say, but keep everything I say in it.
The Xander counter.
Yeah,
he was in 9 scenes, and he was the worst in 2.
Yeah,
like I think Anissa's doing it wrong. Like, because she's not here, and she'll never listen to this. I think she's doing it wrong.
I think out of all the
like
episodes...
Like, when he bit that egg, she probably would have been like, listen, I'm drunk as fuck, first of all. Second of all, she probably would have been like, ugh, the noise he made when he bit that egg. And then she would have been like, he was the worst in 40 scenes.
Out of the 9.
Yeah.
I said this out loud. I said, should we do a Xander counter? And luckily, TC said, no,
already
got
on
you
that
covered.
Shit. I asked her to do it, but I asked her when we were like 28 minutes into the episode. So there's no way she'll send it to me before we're done.
She's
I'll have her watch it and tell us when we do the next episode when you ruin everything.
Oh my God. Fuck off.
It's just really important. Can I pay you? Remember when I offered to pay you to do the...
No, we don't...
I'll pay you.
No, you would need to pay Anissa to not get their teeth cleaned.
I could probably do that.
No.
Oh,
also,
so you just don't want to do it. You
also,
just don't want to do it.
Why is she getting her veneers cleaned?
Like, I know. They're not even fucking real. But I guess
know.
If you don't have them cleaned, then they stop looking real. How much would I have to pay you to cancel your dentist appointment?
Okay, well...
Question mark.
I don't...
Stay tuned, listeners. She's probably going to say no because she doesn't care about this podcast as much as she cares about her health.
I put down, well, those vampires were fighting. I was like, this is a shitty buddy movie.
Not being able to see Lyle in the escalator was great. That was a great, like, idea. When she looks at him and she sees them together, and then she looks at the mirror on the escalator and she can't see him.
Oh,
and that's how she knows he's a vampire.
I did not notice that at all.
You were just checked out, huh?
Yeah, this episode felt like something we would watch on Riff Tracks, Mystery Science Theater, where they're making fun of bad movies. That's how it felt like it was shot.
It felt to me like there were too many things. Like, she's dealing with her mom. She's dealing with Lyle. She's dealing with all the other stuff. Lots IDK, but I can't cancel. My teeth hurt all the time, so I've been pretty much looking forward to this. Ugh.
So, yeah, because they're fake as hell. But...
KK.
I...
Sad face.
What was I going to say?
I'm putting a sad face.
This episode felt like 5 episodes. It felt like it.
It felt like they were like, oh, we have all these storylines for the rest of the season. And somebody went, wait, but the second half of the season is super beefy. And they were like, okay, we're going to put 6 storylines in the first episode of the second half of the season because we can't fit them anywhere else.
That's, yes. Because...
Oh, that's probably what they did.
Because it was sci-fi with the mm-hmm. eggs and it
country
was...
Western.
Yeah, country Western with those fuck boys. And they probably even took the idea of... hey, we're going to have mind control thing. And then this big old like gelatinous thing in the basement. Those probably were 2 different stories. They mashed those together somehow. And
well,
then
I don't think so. We had Lyle and Tector, the eggs, and gelatinous mama.
Yes. But it didn't seem right that this gelatinous thing was spewing out these chicken eggs.
All eggs look pretty similar. And no, like the bigger the bird, the egg looks a little different, but it's still like the same premise.
But like a frog egg does not look like a chicken egg.
But like a lizard's does, or like iguanas.
Yeah, but this is a gelatinous
iguana.
But to think like this gelatinous thing is spewing out these hard-shelled chicken eggs is weird.
This episode feels weird.
Yeah, all of it's bad. The last part.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm at the podcast.
Oh, no. No, this is... Oh, it's weird, but you didn't say bad. Okay.
We miss you, Anissa.
No, I like... I mean, I also miss Anissa. Anissa does need to be here.
If you were here, I'd be fucking your face right now. Oh, can you bleep that?
Stop asking me to bleep things. Just have a filter.
I did say that. Oh, what? That's so fun.
You said what?
What I just said to her, I said it on FaceTime earlier.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, what if somebody got in your van when I said that?
Anissa is...
Could you imagine?
...driving. I guess I can. It's not that...
Though, like, sometimes I'll send her, like, salacious text messages, and she'll text me back, like, copy, and I'll be like, oh, you had to clear what I said off your screen, because she doesn't have, like, with iPhones, you can have it so, like, someone will text you, and it'll just say the name, but she has it where, like, I'll text, and the text message will come up, and sometimes I say stuff that's like, oops.
Well, no, I had to do that at our job.
Holy fuck.
Oh, man, that scared.
Jesus fucking Christ, ooh. I shit. I'm so sorry.
our intercom just buzzed. Oh, yeah.
That's no good for my heart. That's no good. Oh, my God. I thought the fire alarm went off. And I was like, I mean, that's funny. It's going to be funny.
Yes, it will.
But, like, my heart.
At Vivid, you would send me shit that I'd have to just spam.
Do you remember
enter.
That gif of Ron Jeremy? Did my microphone sync down?
Yeah, I think it did.
Ron Jeremy playing the piano with his dick.
Oh.
Or that possum.
What possum?
Where it was like Peter or something was like, if you see a possum on the side of the road, go bust her pussy open and see if she's got babies in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That was just disgusting.
So for the listeners, if you ever see a possum on the side of the road and you, one, know what the fuck a possum looks like, and two, think it's dead, before you do anything with it, instead of just driving past, stop your car in the middle of the street, toss your hazards on, and then go open up her vagina to see if there's babies in there.
Ugh.
I don't really know what to do with, like, I mean, do you just leave her? Do you take her? Do you take the babies out? What if she bites you?
No. Ugh. I don't even want to. Why did you put this memory back in my head?
And then, like, the person holding the possum open did not have gloves on. Imagine just going and just pulling open a possum's pussy with just no protection on your hands. And she was not dead, y'all. She was wide the fuck awake. And it looked like she was like, like screaming or something. Like, what are you doing?
That's just the noise your cats make.
Humans just like have no boundaries. Leave animals alone. Even if you think an animal is pregnant, don't go over there like, maybe I should open her up and check.
Ugh. And the fact that you could open it up and see that there's babies in there.
Like, maybe she's just taking them somewhere. Oh, my God. So Anissa and I were going somewhere on Saturday. On a weekend day. It was Sunday. We were going somewhere on Sunday because Saturday we slept all day. Literally could not get her to wake up. Thought she had died. So we went and saw Cirque du Soleil on Sunday. Yeah. But I had to check. Like, she was like, and I was like, okay, cool. Unless, like, you're expelling your last, like, breath. But she wasn't. We went to Cirque du Soleil on Sunday, and we were on Lakeshore Drive on the way to McCormick Place, and there's, like, traffic is backed up. It's crazy. It's moving dumb slow. So we finally get to, like, where traffic finally takes off again, and there's, like, one of those, like, yellow, like, you know those yellow trucks that you see where there's, like, construction?
Yes.
Excuse me. So there was one of those, and when you look on the side of it, he's blocking off one of the lanes because there's a duck with her kids just like walking on Lakeshore Drive.
I was just push the ducks away. Go shoo.
Well, where was she going to go? She was on Lakeshore.
Into the lake?
Well, she was on the opposite side. She wasn't by the lake. She was by like, you know where Northwestern is?
No.
She was on the side where like civilization is rather than on the side where like the lake is.
Yeah. Okay. He has a truck. Is there a bed of the truck?
No.
Put those
It was
ducks.
Like you said yes when I asked if you knew what the yellow trucks look like, but now I know that you don't because there's no bed on them, and you would have known that if you knew.
Well, there are different trucks. Mm. Put the ducks.
Should have said which one then.
Put the ducks in the trucks.
But I think you're not supposed to touch them. Like, you can't touch ducks when they're with their mom, or she, like, will be like, blah, blah, blah.
No. You grab, so little ducks follow the mom duck.
Yeah, it was super cute, by the way.
So you pick up the mom duck, and then the kids follow into the
truck.
And, oh, if you got strong enough hands, you can grab anything. And,
all right. Like a possum, and then you just tear her pussy open.
And then you guide them into the ocean.
But we were passing, and I was like, oh, my God, it's ducks. And Anissa was like, stop the car right now.
See, Anissa would have grabbed those ducks.
Yeah, she would have.
All seven of them.
They were probably about seven. And they were so cute. Like, the little babies were hella ugly. And the mom is just like, she's like running, but like, she's a duck. So come on. Not getting any fucking wear.
Ducks, get off the road.
Yeah, like, get the hell out of the way for sure. But very cute. It was cute, but definitely a nuisance.
You should have grabbed some bread, and then you could have guided them to the lake.
You're not supposed to give ducks bread.
Okay, guide them with some sardines.
Give them quinoa. Do you think ducks eat quinoa?
I don't even know what quinoa is.
You don't know what quinoa is?
I've heard the name before.
It's like, I think that it's like a meat replacement for like vegans.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I've had quinoa before.
Yeah, like I was like,
I was thinking kimchi.
No, I've heard of that, but that I've also never had.
I think that's the tea thing that it's like made by like bacteria growth.
I thought
it's
that
gross.
Was boba.
No, boba's just those little bubbles on the bottom.
Anissa gets that and she chews it. And I'm like, you're not supposed to chew your tea like that.
Yeah, but the boba bubbles.
Bubbles. Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Don't go. Fuck this episode. Don't go to your notes. Let's just have a fun time. How long are we?
We're at 41 minutes.
Oh. What other? How was Cirque du Soleil?
It was great. It was great.
Was it a special kind? Was it like the Avatar version?
No, it was Cirque du Soleil Volta.
What about vulva?
I love a good vulva.
What part of the vagina is a vulva?
Oh, goodness. It's like I know. I believe the outer lips are the vulva. Or the outer lips the vagina. And then the vulva is like...
I think the vulva is like the outside part of it. So you have the labia, so it goes vulva, majora, minora. I believe that's what it is. The vulva is like where hair grows, but then like the inner part is then the majora, and then like those.
That's what I said. I said like the outer part, like the lips part, and you were like, no, I completely agree.
No, I wasn't sure if you meant, you know, like the inside part of the lips.
No.
Okay.
That's the majora.
Yes.
And then you got the minora.
The minora is like the,
and then you've
like,
got the clitoris.
Little slippy slaps.
And then you
within.
Got that sweet, sweet hole.
Oh, but which one? There are two holes down there.
Not the urethra?
Oh, yeah. The pee hole. That's one of my favorite parts.
Just because you like urinating? Oh. It's like, I know what you mean, and I'm unhappy. Super displeased. Sometimes I just say that to Anissa. Like, I'm like, hey, can I pee on you during sex? And she's like, I mean, if you absolutely have to, but we won't ever have sex again.
Well, not during sex. It's like you go in the shower and masturbate while someone pees on you.
Nope.
I might need to blank that out.
I want to go home so bad now. I wish you never would have said that.
Talking in the mic.
I hate what you said.
This is what the podcast
Let's
would be.
Let's just get really deep into the sex we have and we'll just bleep it out and the guests will be like, what the fuck is, what are they saying? Okay, ooh, ask me something. Let's just ask each other
stuff. Let's not do. No, I think I, on that pizza video that I need that to never, just.
The lost episode of, are you still doing those? Because I just bought some gum and it's a ghost pepper gum.
Oh, I'll try that.
Okay, so I bought 5 different types of gum. If you want to like boop, boop, boop. So it starts at jalapeno and ends.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Let's do this.
I'll bring them.
Because it'll be a quick video. I just eat it, go, ooh, spend a minute on each gum.
I gave it to Anissa's fucking brother. And of course, because he's like 19 and youthful, he was fucking fine. And I was like, this was a waste of my money.
Oh,
so
you
mad.
Sounded like Xander, Jesse.
Xander, this was such a waste of my money. But then the last one, he was like, I was like, great. Ooh. But I had a Trinidadian scorpion gum. I think I went deaf for a little bit.
Deaf?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Like my ears were ringing and people were speaking to me. And I was like, what? What did you say?
Is that hotter than ghost pepper?
No. That's in the middle.
Okay. Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm excited for this.
Me too.
Is it sweet as well, like gum, or is it just a savory gum?
I didn't get
gum?
To when it's sweet. So I don't know.
It's just the chewiness of a gelatinous
thing. I'll put it like this. My grandma gave some to her mailman and he had it when he was like, oh, it's hot as hell. Well, he apparently was like, I'm Puerto Rican, so I love hot stuff. And that was how they roped Anissa. And like, she was like, I'm Cuban. I was like, oh, dear God, it's going to be too hot for you. And also you have Crohn's. Please don't do this. But then she did it and Rachel did it. And I didn't want to be left out. So I had to do it.
Is that why Anissa had to go to the emergency room?
No, she had a migraine for a whole week. And then her vision started getting blurry.
Ugh.
Yeah.
We got to figure out what doctors figure out what that is. Do your fucking job.
They did a CT scan. Like, I had to be like, so are you all going to scan her or what? Just in case? And they were like, I was probably much more timid. It was crazy as hell. Like, as soon as we got to the ER, there's this old ass man in there. And apparently, like, I didn't know houseless people could go to the ER and, like, not like check in, but like admit themselves, whatever you do when you get to the ER. Because that just doesn't seem like something like America will allow, like, because America doesn't like houseless people. So I just thought that they'd be put out, but they're not. Or at least not at this ER. So there's this older man there. And when we get there, like, he's like kind of like hunched over in his little wheelchair. And the worker, like, he's doing something. And the worker at the desk, like the check-in lady, is like, hey, don't do that here. At least go to the bathroom when you do that. It's because he's like trying to masturbate in the middle of the lobby.
Get it, dude.
So this big old security guard.
Dyke, I thought you were going to say, so this big old dick.
No, thankfully I could not see his penis. Not for his lack of effort. So the, like, this security guard who's like, for the listeners, she looks like Queen Latifah and Set It Off. She goes over there. She's like, hey, you know where you at? And he was like, yeah. And she was like, stop doing that. He was like, what you mean? She said, I know what you mean. Stop taking your dick out. What the fuck is you doing? And I was like, oh, you guys can just talk to people any kind of way here, huh? So he's like, yeah, you know, man. So she walks away. And they're like whispering about him softly. And then they send a male nurse over there. And he's like, hey, please don't do that here. He went, man, get on out of here. And the male nurse was like, okay. And just walked off. So then they send a male security guard over there. And they're like, hey, man, what is you doing? And he's like, what you mean? And they're like, come on, man, put that away. Because apparently, like, and this is like over the course of 20 minutes. So his dick has just been out. Just like he's just sitting there, just dick out. So they stay with him and watch his penis as he like pushes it back in and zips it up and they walk away. So then he has like a coughing fit. And he's like, but the whole time he's coughing, you can see him like reaching his hands down and undoing his pants again. So like he's trying to create a diversion so we won't notice. But of course, if you're coughing and hacking, we're all going to stare at you. So we're all staring and they're like, sir, please stop, please. And he's like, just taking his dick out. There were 2 girls there that were flirting with the security guards.
I thought you were going to say flirting with him.
God, no. Eventually they moved him to a room and I don't even think it was because he was next in line. I think it was just because he would not stop trying to masturbate.
Also, like if you're trying to masturbate, there are single stall
literally
restrooms.
Go to the bathroom. Yeah. Just why? Like, I think he just wanted to like masturbate. He probably stopped when he got to his room. Like, he was like, there's nobody in here.
Hey, you got to get off on the thrill.
Who's going to see the show?
But the two girls flirting.
So there are two girls and they're like, they're talking about how they're going to leave. And the security guards who have made friends with them are like, come on, don't leave her. And they're like, no, we got to go. That's her fault. Because their friend that they were with, I got alcohol poisoning and had to have her stomach pumped. And they were trying to figure out how to leave her. And I was like, man. So girl that had to get her stomach pumped last Friday, which was, hold on.
Probably like May 20th.
Saturday, May 18th around 2 a.m. If you were the girl at Northwestern that had to get her stomach pump, you should not be friends with those girls anymore because I know they left you.
Say bye-bye, friends. Unless they weren't really friends. But also good for the security guard saying, hey, you should probably stay.
They were saying it because they were like flirting with them.
Oh.
It was insane how they were like just, I was like, damn, guys, you guys is just flirting at work and not with your coworkers. Because that's who you should flirt with at work. I love flirting with coworkers. But I was just recently in a group chat where one of the people in there was like, I have two coworkers that are dating. And they'll send like emails to one another that we all have to be like CC'd on. And they're like, hey there, you sophisticated lady. Hi there, you handsome gentleman. And she was like, that's why I hate work couples. And I was like, oh, me and my girlfriend used to be a work couple.
Yeah, but you don't flaunt it at people.
I then went on to tell a story that I won't tell on the air because it would all have to be bleeped out.
Dang it. Why would you even say it then? Now I want to hear this.
Sorry.
What would I have to bleep out? Just names?
No, just like the actions.
Oh, did I tell you that you kept bringing up someone's name on a like episode or two ago?
Laura?
No. Oh. It wasn't that person's name.
The short girl with the red hair. Yeah.
Yes. I had to bleep that out like 10 times because you guys kept saying the last name. It was like,
and
how,
you know, it's crazy. I can't remember her name right now.
Yes. And it was like when.
But it's like my brain keeps saying Finkel and I know her last name's not Finkel.
No. And it was, you know, we had a friend named John Davis. We never called him John. We never called him Jonathan. We just always called him John Davis. You don't know this person personally. Why did you keep saying their first and last name?
Heather.
Oh, fuck off.
Do you want me to tell the story?
Like, what would I have to bleep? Yeah, I'll bleep things out. Hey guys, it's James. We needed to edit something out of this episode, but there's not a clear edit point to then go into what I'm saying for you to understand what is going on. Just know we were talking about something that happened in our workplace. That's all you need to know. So here we're going to cut back in.
We did much worse.
But not with other people around.
No.
Except at company parties. That weren't.
Anissa doesn't go to company parties.
But no, that weren't officially company parties.
I did. You're going to have to believe this also. the 2016 holiday party, I fingered a girl at the bar we were at. At the bar while like everyone was dancing around us.
Yeah, if you see my hands on the table, don't bother me.
We were not even like tucked into a table.
Oh, man.
Well, now things are awkward, and I feel a lot of shame.
I'm just trying to find any stories of my own that can even somewhat relate to.
Yeah, I used to be a real wild boy. Oh, my God. When we'd work from home, oh, totally fucking. Like, on calls.
What?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think, and it's like, we didn't even need to be. I think it was just the thrill of it.
Yeah. Yeah, the only, like... I'd sometimes watch YouTube when I worked from home, but I only worked from home on holidays. So like Christmas, yeah. I'd be working. There's nothing for me to do. There's nothing for anyone to do.
Tweets about how much she loves her job. And I'm like, damn, where do you work? And then I remember she's still there. And I'm like, that's crazy as hell that someone loves that job.
They've been traveling a lot for the job, I think. So doing OSS stuff.
Yeah, the only place I ever traveled for that job was home because it made me sick and I would have panic attacks. So I'd have to leave in the middle of my shift and finish my shift from home.
I once threw up. Another supervisor heard me throw up because I had ulcers. Mm-hmm. And I came back to my desk and then they told saying, hey, James just threw up in the bathroom. And then comes up and says, hey, James, you look terrible.
God damn.
You can go. And I was like, no, man, I'm good. And I was like, no, I knew you threw up. Also, since I'm saying their last name, should probably blank out.
Absolutely, because that's not a common last name.
Yeah.
Also, that supervisor one time had a conversation with me on GChat about how he thought nobody should say it. And I was like, this is a burden I don't want to bear.
Wait, how, say what?
It. Nigga.
Oh, okay.
Was the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay, thank you.
How, never mind. I was going to say, how did that even come up? But
I don't know. I think just a lot of times just supervisors really just didn't know when we were friends and when we weren't. So
I just assumed everyone, it was a work relationship until they said, hey, James, you should come hang out with us.
I used to say that all the time and you never would. But I mean, I guess it's for the best because the one time that we had like a game night with everyone, someone got fired the next day and then wanted to fight me.
Yeah, and also all the times you say like, oh yeah, so-and-so was just making out and I wouldn't have fit in if everyone was fucking at those parties.
I never fucked at the parties. Now, after, I was going crazy.
Yeah, I'm saying everyone was going to the parties.
In the paint. I will never forget. Oh my God. So one of the guys got really drunk and tried to kiss the supervisor and she said, bro, don't. I was like, oh no. And it was like, I was the only person that saw the exchange happen, which I guess was great for them. But oh my God, the embarrassment I felt. And then one of my coworkers, I put his finger in my belly button. And right after he told a very alarming story. So I was like, I want to go home.
I want those names of the...
And then I went and had sex.
Yeah, I wouldn't have fit in at those parties.
I mean, we weren't going to bring you to have the sex, James.
No, I'm saying, but everyone was there with the intent to find someone to hook up with.
No, literally no.
But that's what happened.
I don't think everybody had sex. Oh. So I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, probably just me and the two other people I had sex with that night. One of them being Anissa.
Yeah, but you've told me, if everyone at this company was having sex.
They literally were.
Yes. So they probably were too after all these parties. Getting finger blasted at the bar.
I was a real wild boy. I was just doing shit, I think, at a certain point there just because I was like, man, I feel nothing at this job. So I'm going to go have some sex on the 20th floor in the bathroom. Oh, God.
I once tried masturbating in that bathroom, but then I was like, no, no, I can't stoop to that. And so then this is where it gets even worse to say, like, hey, James has an addiction to masturbating. Oh, I was then going on my scooter around downtown trying to find a single stall bathroom to masturbate in.
Now I'm just picturing you on the 20th floor of that building, like weeping in the bathroom as you jack off. Like, this is what it's come to.
No, I almost did it. You know, it's on Madison Street. It's across the river. It has that food court in there.
Sorry, it's just crazy as hell that she had to leave the building to go masturbate. Oh my God.
And then I almost went into that bathroom, which it's not a single stall. It's a heavily trafficked area. There's like a train station, a metro station linked up to this building. And I said, no, I can't do that there. The subway that I usually go to was closed, so I couldn't go there. So then I just couldn't find a place to...
Sorry. Oh, my God. You go and jag off at Subway?
Yeah, I almost did.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Talk about a $5 foot long, am I right?
Yeah, except, hey, it's average length.
$5 average length. No.
Hey guys, once again, we're talking about the thing that we had to cut out earlier. So, you know, it's something that happened at a workplace. And then we go into the other thing that I talked about in the workplace. Let's get it.
But I mean, if you had given me a couple months, I probably would have tried.
You're just trying to get fired from
that
job.
We were on a no fire. Like, I was like, I mean, HR was gone.
Yeah.
All the managers were gone, but like probably you, and you never left your computer except for to go get Cheez-Its with a fork. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to find a restroom around town to masturbate.
Well, I mean, I know that now, but like now I'm going to forever think that like before our one-on-ones, you were like, just give me 1 second. Let me run outside and hide in the smoking area. No, go bust this nut real quick.
I think probably like Nicole sent me like a picture of her going like, yeah, like making some weird face. And I was like, oh, but if she wasn't making that weird face, it's a hot face. And then I'm like, oh no. It's
Are you usually- okay?
Like- I find Nicole insanely attractive. There are times when, like, Nicole, when she burps on mic, and then when I'm mixing it, I listen to her burp and I'm like, oh no. And then I have to go masturbate.
Anissa changed her profile picture on Facebook.
I noticed.
And Rachel commented and put, "You are very beautiful" in Spanish. And I had sent her a picture of a bear holding a heart. And the heart says, "Shit, bitch, you was fine." I was like, my bad.
Where did you find this picture of this bear?
I've had it forever.
Okay. Well, how long have we been doing this?
We're 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Okay, thank God. I thought that said 1 hour 44, and I was like, fuck us.
That's crazy.
Yeah, guys, this episode was filler, so...
This was a filler episode.
Yeah, guys, and we had a bunch of laughs.
Yeah, and a bunch of bleeps.
Yeah, hey guys, help us get an AC unit for the recording space. MLMpod.com/donate will give you a shout out. If you give us all $130 we need for this AC unit, I will make a custom rap song for you. Also, speaking of MLMpod.com, I just put out a CD called King Kaiser X. It's a Godzilla-infused album where I'm sampling Godzilla songs. Find that for free for download at MLMpod.com/Marshland Monster. You can also find it on SoundCloud and YouTube. Listen to my other podcasts, mostly Speakin' Sentai, This Movie's Gay, and Hit It and Crit It, a new one where I'm a DM character I'm playing Dungeons and Dragons. It's a Dice and Improv, as TC had described it. Starting with episode 19, I believe, is when I join the story, and it's a brand new story. I mean, it's, you don't need to listen to the previous ones to start my stuff, but if you'd like to, please do that. TC, what you got? Also, Marsh Land Monster is my rap stuff. I don't think, oh no, I said /Marshland Monster, so I didn't give you a chance to do that. TC, what you got to plug?
Follow me on Instagram at tavia.cw, or to follow my transitioning when I never update it, follow me at transitioning with TC. You can also follow me on Tumblr at tshaliceW. You can follow me on Snapchat at tshaliceW as well. Or you can follow me on Twitter at tavia_cw, because they don't let me put a period and I'm going to complain about it every single episode until they change that rule.
And then Tumblr, are you doing that anymore?
Yeah, follow us at What the Hell Mouth Podcast. I update it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a surprise. It's like a surprise if I do, right? Right.
Surprise if I do, surprise if I don't.
Listeners, upvote this if you think that James said, let us watch that episode as one.
No.
What if we just take a break?
What?
We'll reconvene next weekend.
I mean, if you want to do that.
I mean,
but...
I don't, but you don't understand how much
oh
it's
my
stressing
God.
Me.
Fuck off, man.
You're stressing me.
You're stressing me out. We don't need to do it.
You don't know that because you haven't seen the show. We literally do.
TC's doing some hand movements. But did they air back to back?
Yes.
How, though?
It was Monday, then Tuesday night.
Yes, that's not back to back.
But that's not how we do the podcast.
Yeah, it's fine.
Damn, my titties are sweating. You're stressing me so much that my breasts are sweating at the nipple.
No, there's just no windows open, and
I'm
it's
lactating.
Almost summer. You
You're
are
stressing
not
me
lactating.
So much that I'm lactating. I am going into labor. Oh my God, my water broke.
Sometimes I wish Nicole
no,
could
I
lactate.
Urinated. Okay, come on. I've been Tavia.
I've been James.
This is What the Hell Mouth.
Bye-bye. Are you ready? Do you have This Week on Buffy?
Yeah. I mean, does it count as this week if we do another episode this week?
But
in
we only release
days?
We only release one episode a week.
Yeah,
though.
I'm breaking the fourth wall, James.
Yeah, but this is not blooper worthy.
Pretty much everything I do is blooper worthy. My life's a joke.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
now this is
water.
Now this is blooper worthy.
Let me wet my whistle.
Oh, you also you're gonna have to project a little
projection.
Does the drinking game count if it's bloopers?
I can ask.
Okay, because one day we should just like go down the list and just make it bloopers of doing things that are part of the drinking, so it's just 15 shots all in a minute
for Nicole.
Oh yeah, for other people.
She's gonna die.
Oh,
I'm telling you, Anissa got fucking alcohol poisoning the last time we did this, and I had to listen to her vomit all night. Hey, Anissa, when you listen to this in the year 2022, because I think that'll be like the point when you're listening to episodes that have dropped this year. Like it wasn't like a big, like I was fine with it. It was cool. I was super unfine with it. It was terrible.
But remember, project.
Damn, yeah, that's super low.
God, I hope TC is higher levels of energy.
I'm super energetic. I just...
Once it starts, I mean...
I mean, I had a Red Bull, so, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't... You have grown tolerant to that.
I also had it several hours ago where, like, usually I have the Red Bull right before I get here. Also, I'm super listening to my voice to, like, see if it's changed.
Oh, my God. I told you, it has.
But, like, noticeably? Do I sound just like a boy now?
No.
No. I feel like I do. In today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and what said that weird? Like I had like a Scottish accent or something?
No,
Buffy
you
the Vampire
did not.
Slayer?
No, yes,
it
now
felt
you.
Weird to
no,
me.
No, now you're sounding like the other Slayer.
Kendra, the yeah. Vampire Slayer.
There we go. We're into it now, guys.
In today's episode of Buffy, was that was too soon.
No,
sorry.
No, now you are actually starting to sound like that. Like Kendra.
Oh, so I sound Jamaican?
No, you sound Scottish. She did not sound Jamaican.
You're going to ask me if my hair's real?
No, save it for the pod.
It's not. This is a wig. In today's episode... Sorry. How'd you feel about that? Was that good?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think the first exhausting or...
I could have gone a little
the
longer.
Egg. But it's fine. People will get it after you say...
Egregious.
Yeah, and things like
Egg-executed.
That.
Egg-executed.
Egregious would be a just fancy brunch thing that it feels like you're eating $1 million because it's Regis Philbin. Egregious. It sounds like Eggs Benedict, but Eggs-regious.
Regis Philbin.
Philbin.
Philbin with a
Philbies.
B. Philbies. Okay.
Egbert. But Egregious. Nicole, make it up.
I wish that I had said exposed at some point. Oh, I could have fit that in somewhere.
Oh, like Cordy and Xander were almost... do you want to know what fitted in during the episode? The eggs episode. Bloopers.